Have you ever found yourself in a meeting trying to listen, participate, and furiously scribble notes all at the same time?
Oh, definitely.
It's like trying to juggle flaming torches while reciting Shakespeare. Seriously, though, that feeling of information overload, maybe missing crucial details, it's really common.
It really is.
So if that's the pain point, how exactly do these AI meeting assistants, you know, step in to help?
Well, that's the core question, isn't it?
Right. So today we're doing a deep dive into these fascinating tools. We'll explore the incredible benefits, sure, but also the crucial risks. Basically what you need to know to navigate this whole evolving landscape.
And what's fascinating, I think, is just how fast these tools are being adopted. But often the full picture, the implications, well, it isn't immediately clear.
Yeah.
So our goal today is really to bring that clarity for you, help you understand both sides, the innovation, the power, but also the need for real caution.
Okay, let's really unpack this then. At their heart, what are they? AI meeting assistants are designed to, you know, record, transcribe, and summarize your meetings.
Mm-hmm. The basics.
Yeah. The core idea is to free you up from all that admin burden. So you can actually focus on the strategic stuff, the real conversation.
Right. Be present in the meeting instead of just being the note taker.
Exactly. Imagine automating the headache of scheduling or getting real-time transcriptions, every single word. Or even language translation happening on the fly.
That breaks down huge barriers for international teams.
Totally. And beyond that, they can track action items, identify key discussion points. Some even give you insights from past meetings.
Like who's talking the most or what topics keep coming up.
Yeah. So the big picture here is, well, it's a pretty significant leap in efficiency, productivity, and just how we communicate at work.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you really see why they're taking off. 2024 was a pivotal year for this stuff. Well, according to a McKinsey Global survey, the percentage of organizations using generative AI in the workplace, it nearly doubled in just 1 year.
Doubled. Wow.
Yeah. Driving real business value. And this isn't some niche thing anymore. The market for AI meeting assistants was valued at, get this, USD $2.78 in 2024.
Billion. With a B.
With a B. And it projected to explode, that's really the only word for it, to USD 27.29 billion by 2034.
Okay, that's huge growth.
It is. That's a compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of 25.62%. Almost a tenfold increase in a decade. It's massive.
So what kinds of tools are leading this?
We're seeing chat-based assistants holding the largest market share, probably because they're just easier to use, more intuitive.
Makes sense.
And it's really interesting to see where they're gaining traction. The financial sector, for example, accounts for a huge chunk, 43.2% of the market share.
Why finance specifically?
Well, think about it. Accuracy, audit trails, documentation. It's critical in finance. These tools promise that kind of, you know, rigor.
Right, the need for perfect records.
Exactly. Content marketing is also big, about 33%. Streamlining workflows, analyzing competitors, that sort of thing.
And who are the main players we're talking about?
You'll probably recognize some names. Laxus, Inc., Fireflies, Fellow, Airgram, Rewatch, Crisp, Equal Time, Avoma, Neota, Fathom. Lots popping up.
And the tech behind them, it's mostly these big AI models.
Yeah, typically they leverage large language models, LLMs, you know, from companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, Cohere. Those are the brains doing the summarization, finding insights from the transcripts.
Okay, that all sounds incredibly powerful. Almost too good to be true.
Ah, and there it is, the crucial but.
Right, because with all this power, there's got to be a catch, or at least some serious things to consider.
Absolutely. Responsibility, risk, it all comes with it.
And this is where it gets really interesting, I think, because the very things that make them so valuable, recording everything, understanding conversations, can also be their biggest weakness if you're not careful. The main worry, I guess, is sensitive data, right? Business secrets, customer information. Could it get leaked? Or even used to train those LLMs for other people.
It's the number one concern, leakage, or your data becoming part of the training set for the model everyone uses.
And that ties into this idea of shadow AI, doesn't it?
Explain that a bit.
Well, it's when employees, you know, trying to be productive, just sign up for these tools themselves, individually, using their own credit cards, maybe.
Without IT approval or oversight.
Exactly. So IT has no idea what data is going where, if the tool is secure, if it meets company policy. It's ungoverned, creates huge risks, breach, non-compliance.
It's a massive headache for security teams. And that idea of ungoverned data really highlights why understanding the risks is so, so critical.
Okay, so let's dig into those risks.
Right. So number one, data usage and LLM training. Yes, the AI needs data to work, but you absolutely do not want your company's private conversations, your strategic plans, used to train a model that, say, your competitor might also use.
Or that the vendor holds onto forever.
That's the second point. Data retention. The longer a vendor holds your data, the bigger the attack surface, the higher the risk of a breach. You need clear policies. How long is it kept? Can you delete it whenever you want?
Which is a legal requirement in some places like Europe with GDPR.
Exactly. You need that control. Then there's the issue of, well, the AI just getting things wrong.
Hallucination.
Yeah, that's the term. AI can struggle with nuance, context. Sometimes it just fabricates information. Imagine an action item assigned to the wrong person because the AI misunderstood.
That could cause real problems.
Definitely. And there's a softer risk, too, over-reliance. Does leaning too much on AI for managing the meeting reduce, you know, human connection, empathy?
Interesting point. What about legal stuff? Recording people?
Big one. Consent requirements. Laws vary wildly. Some places need everyone, all party, to consent to being recorded. Does the AI tool make it super clear it's recording? Not always.
And businesses have things like CCPA, other privacy acts.
Right. Collecting personal info has rules, plus specific confidentiality issues. Think attorney-client privilege or protected health information, PHI. In healthcare, you can't just feed that into any tool.
Yeah, that seems obvious.
And one more thing, it's not just your use of the tools. What if your customer or a vendor is using one in a meeting with you? They could be recording your confidential info.
Wow. Okay. That adds another layer of complexity. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
It means you need to be smart about it, an informed consumer.
Whether it's just for you, or you're thinking about rolling it out across the whole company.
You need to ask the right questions.
For companies, the ideal path is probably, what, finding one good secure tool and getting everyone on that, a governed solution.
That's the best practice. Assess the options, pick one, set clear policies, and govern its use.
So what does that vetting process actually look like? What are the key things to check?
It's crucial. We can break it down into maybe 8 key areas, security and ethical considerations.
Okay, lay them out for us.
First, LLM training. Get it in writing. A clear policy. Your data is not used to train their general models, period.
Non-negotiable.
Pretty much. Second, data retention. How long do they keep it? Can you define that? Can you delete it on demand? Look for transparency and control. GDPR compliance is a good sign here.
Got it. What's third?
Third, compliance certifications. Look for standards. SOC2 is big in North America for cloud data security. ISO 27001 is a broader international standard. GDPR for EU data protection. And HIPAA if you handle health information.
These show the vendor takes security seriously.
Right. Fourth, security of their vendors. The AI assistant probably uses a third-party LLM like OpenAI or Anthropic. Does the assistant vendor have strong agreements ensuring those third parties meet high security standards too? At least as good as their own.
Good point. Check the whole chain. Number 5.
Participant notification. How does the tool tell people it's recording? It should be obvious. A visible attendee, a clear icon, maybe a chat message. And ethically, you should probably mention it verbally too.
Makes sense. Be upfront. 6.
Pause and redact capabilities. Can you easily pause or stop recording? Crucially, can you remove sensitive bits from the recording, the transcript, the summary after the meeting?
And that removal needs to be permanent.
Permanent, immediate, and visible, so you know it's gone. 7. Control over what gets recorded. Can you set rules, like automatically tell the AI not to join meetings with the legal team?
Preemptive control, like that.
Okay.
And lastly, number 8.
Control over access. Who can see the recordings and data afterwards? You need full control. Granular permissions, maybe automated based on roles or teams. Like, the marketing team can see sales calls, but not HR meetings.
Okay, that's a comprehensive list.
And beyond the tool itself, organizations need clear internal policies. Approved tools, how to use them, consent rules, data handling, access limits, how long to keep records, all of it.
Right, the human and process side is just as important. So we've covered the good, the bad, the precautions.
Right.
But let's talk limitations. When does AI not shine? Where do we still need that human judgment?
That's a really important calibration to make.
We mentioned hallucinations, AI summaries, missing context, maybe even making up action items. That sounds like it could create more work sometimes.
It absolutely can. Confusion, chasing down phantom tasks.
And lots of platforms like Zoom, Teams with Copilot, Google Meet with Gemini. They have built-in AI features now, right? Transcripts, summaries.
They do, and they're getting better. but they might not have the advanced features, the customization, or maybe the specific security controls of a dedicated tool. It's a trade-off.
So where does the AI fall short, fundamentally? Where is the human touch still essential?
Fundamentally, AI struggles with, well, the stuff that makes us human. Nuance, tone of voice, unspoken context, reading the room. That's why taking your own notes, even brief ones, can still be so valuable. It helps you process. It confirms understanding in the moment.
It's not just about the record. It's about comprehension.
Exactly. There's a quote I saw. The illusion that AI can build and manage a pro-level productivity system without human oversight is a marketing scam. It can add noise if you don't manage it. It's augmentation, not replacement.
That's a strong statement.
It reflects the reality for many. On the flip side, for those who are really privacy focused,
yes,
there's a rise in self-hosted options. Open source tools, running on your own computer, using local LLMs. No cloud, no external APIs. Your data stays entirely with you.
Interesting. Complete control, but probably more technical setup required.
Definitely. And for big companies, enterprise deployment, that's a whole other level of challenge.
Quick kind of challenge.
Moveworks highlights a few. First, data quality and governance. AI is only as good as the data it accesses. In a large company, think about all the internal documents, wikis, databases. Is that info up to date, consistent, accurate?
Often, yeah.
Exactly. Garbage in, garbage out, but on a massive scale. Second, ranking problems. AI struggles with duplicates, knowing which version of a document is right, understanding context like department or role to give you the most relevant answer.
It lacks that internal organizational knowledge.
Precisely. And third, selecting the right source. Big companies have tons of systems, CRM, ERP, knowledge bases. Which one should the AI query for the specific question? While respecting permissions and knowing if it's real-time data or static. It's complex.
So how do organizations balance wanting automation with needing accuracy, context, security across all that complexity?
That's the multi-billion dollar question they're all grappling with right now. It requires a really strategic approach to both technology and information governance.
Okay, so wrapping this up, this deep dive really shows that AI meeting assistants, well, they're incredibly powerful. They can transform how we work, reduce prep time, automate tasks, boost productivity.
The potential is definitely there.
But the key is making informed choices. Whether you're just curious, thinking about trying one out, or rolling it out enterprise-wide.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing those questions to ask about privacy, security, ethics, even the limitations that can save you so many headaches and really help you leverage the benefits.
Like reducing meeting bloat by sharing insights effectively after the fact.
Exactly. Keep everyone in the loop without needing everyone in the room. So a powerful tool, but use it wisely.
And ultimately, as AI weaves itself deeper into our daily workflows, it poses a really fundamental question for all of us to think about.
It just...
Are we just using these tools to optimize how we already work, to do the same things a bit faster? Or are we actually fundamentally reshaping how humans collaborate, how we build trust within our organizations? It's something to keep reflecting on.